Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Happening now on 680 News, Ontario Finance Minister Dwight Duncan about to join us. Welcome to 680 News.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Had a rough afternoon, I guess.
Well, no. We had an afternoon where we updated people on the results of our investments in the economy to help families and communities through the worst downturn in the global economy. And are beginning a journey to getting Ontario back to balance.
And why are we beginning that journey only now?
Well, because we're actually still in the downturn. In fact, we're only 6 months into the current fiscal year. We laid out the plan in March, included infrastructure, included a number of other stimulus initiatives, and we have to continue to implement that. And as the TD Bank and others said earlier this week, we want to get to a point where once we come out of this downturn, we turn our attention to getting back to balance.
And I appreciate that, Mr. Duncan. However, a year and a half, I mean, we've been warned about the recession. We've seen the tough times coming. Now we're suddenly talking about Dalton days, cuts to possible services in some areas. Now, why wasn't that started a long time ago so we could get ahead of the game?
Well, we felt that investing in communities and in infrastructure and the needs of families during the deepest downturn in the global economy, just as other governments did. For instance, you know, last year I gave the first indication that Ontario would have a balanced budget, or a deficit, I should say. The same week, the Prime Minister said Canada would have balanced budgets or surpluses into the future. All governments in Canada, indeed around the world, have seen their deficits go up. They've had to revise their figures. Canada's gone from balanced budget to a $32 billion deficit to a $56 billion deficit over about the last 9 months. They're faced with the same challenges we are. Like them, we've chosen to follow the advice of the International Monetary Fund and the OECD to invest in our communities, to create jobs, to help families and communities get through these challenging times.
But Mr. Duncan, if I could just ask you, if it's at all possible to step out of the political arena for a moment, I mean, is it fair for governments like normal Canadians to say, all right, here's our credit card, let's go crazy and we'll pay the bill later? I mean, that just doesn't seem right. We're told from the time we can get an allowance from our parents, that's not the way to do it.
Well, with due respect, all Canadians do. Sometimes borrow money. The amount of money we're borrowing relative to the size of the economy is much smaller than it was back in the mid-90s. And it is appropriate. In fact, the International Monetary Fund and the OECD strongly advised all governments, including the G20, advised governments that this is precisely what we should be doing. So we've got $32.5 billion in infrastructure this year and next year, as well as stimulus. And what we're saying today is that as we get back into a growing economy, as the world economy stabilizes and we start to see a return to growth, our government, like governments around the world, will have to look at how we get back to balance.
Mr. Duncan, the Finance Minister of Ontario, so now it's bottom line, it's time to pay the piper.
It's time to look at how we pay, how we get back to balance. There are a number of routes to that. We obviously reject the course that was taken in the late 90s. We want to be smart about this. We want to have a very involved conversation with Ontarians. And we will continue to implement the stimulus package that we started last March. And we did say, John, in our budget last March, that eventually we would have to get back to balance. I think every government has said that. Even yesterday, you heard Prime Minister Harper say that as much as none of us likes deficits, these are the appropriate things to be doing at this time of global economic downturn. We're investing in communities, we're investing in families to help them through these difficult, challenging circumstances.
All right. Well, I guess my final question, Mr. Duncan, is this. Tough times ahead, obviously. Can we be assured that hospitals and education are safe?
Those continue to be our government's priorities. And, John, we look forward to hearing from Ontarians about how we can focus our priorities, how we can ensure, in fact, And that's exactly what this exercise is about. It's about it's about sustaining our priority services, sustaining our healthcare system and our education system, because they are important components to a strong and competitive economy.
Well, Mr. Duncan, I'm sure all Ontarians will be hoping that you keep your word on that. We thank you very much for joining us on 680 News this afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Take care now.
Bye now.